Hey gentlemen, this is Robert Nolan. Welcome to the Sword and Shield Devotionals for Men. Today I want to ask you a question. It's kind of twofold in the sense of why do you believe what you believe? Now you can ask the question, what do you believe? And typically when we do that as Christians, we're going to have answers like, what do you believe? Well, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I believe that God is Father. I believe there is a Holy Spirit. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. Those are the statements of truth behind the what's that we believe. But then I think the equally important dive we have to do is to ask ourselves, why do we believe that? What is driving our belief? What stands behind it? What foundation is this belief built on? As I usually do, I like to try to find some sort of an analogy that we can apply to understanding what is typically would be a deep concept, like, why do you believe? Let's think about owning and renting, okay? Let's say you're going to move to a certain city and for business or whatever, and you have to make the decision, are we going to buy a home? Are we going to own a home? Are we going to rent a home? Well, there's a lot of logistics and there's a lot of decisions to be made there, right? But let's look at owning. Owning means you're going to have to usually put some money down, you're going to have to invest in it, you're going to have to sign a document, you're going to have to take responsibility for it, you're going to move into it, it is going to be your house. Who's going to be responsible for the upkeep? You are. Who's going to be responsible for the yard? You are. Who's going to be responsible for anything that goes on with that house? You are. Who will hold you accountable to that? Well, if you have a mortgage, the mortgage company is going to hold you accountable. Why? Because you own the home. Your name's on the deed. It is yours. But let's say you decide you're going to rent. So you're going to make a deal with a who? With a landlord, with somebody who actually does own this property. They're going to let you move in and you're going to pay them month to month to live there. When something goes wrong, typically what happens, you call the owner, who is not you, it is the landlord, because you are renting that property. Sometimes you can fix something. Sometimes they won't be cool at all with the landlord. They want to do it right and want to do it themselves because why? It's not your house, it's theirs. So when you own a home, if you just like, hey, you know what? Let's move out in a couple of weeks. Well, there's a lot to do, right? First of all, you're going to have to sell the house. You're going to have to get all your stuff out. You may have to fix it up. There may be some things you got to do because you own it. So ownership's not too easy to exit, to leave. Renting is. You could decide we're going to move in 2 weeks and you figure out if it's month to month, you're good. You move out at the end of the month. If it's a lease, you pay some money or whatever and you get out of it. But because you can leave, you can move out. You can get out of a rental home sometimes in a weekend. It's easier to exit a rental home than it is a home that you own. So that's kind of the concept and the difference in the two. So let's apply that to belief, okay? How do you own a belief? Well, you own a belief because, first of all, you invest something into it. You put something in to that that makes you get something out of it. And you own it in the sense of you have experienced that belief. It's not just a statement to you anymore. There's been something occur in your life. There's been something happen in your life that you've seen that work. You've seen why you believe what you believe. So you own it. It's very real to you, and it's something that you believe with all your heart, you believe with all your mind, not just because you're told, but because you experience it. Now, what does it look like to rent a belief? Well, that could be when you say, somebody says, what do you believe? Well, I believe Jesus is Lord. Well, why do you believe that? Well, my parents taught me that. Well, my grandma taught me that. Well, a Sunday school teacher once told me that. Well, my pastor told me that 2 weeks ago. See what it is? It's a secondhand experience in the sense that you're renting it because there's no experience with it. There's no ownership in it. You're saying you believe it because of an experience of someone else. Now, there are beliefs that we own. There are beliefs, especially early on in the Christian walk or years of just trying to learn what we do believe, understanding the doctrine and theology of the Christian life, of the Bible. There are times that we have to rent it because we don't own it yet because we haven't had the opportunity and experience to own it yet. But this is where you're going to see, particularly with young people, they're so often renting their faith. in the sense that I'm going to church because mom and dad told me to. I'm doing this because grandma loves it when I talk about this, whatever it is. They get out into the world, they get challenged, they stand on their own 2 feet, and they realize, like, you know what, I don't know that I want to rent this anymore. I think I'm done, I'm moving out. Why? Because they don't own it yet. Now, can they own it again one day and it becomes theirs? You know, that's actually going to be the best thing if they decide to stop being renters and become owners of faith. That's going to be a very positive thing, and sometimes that happens. Hopefully, that's what happens. But if we own a truth, if we own a belief rather than renting it, then that means there's a really strong likelihood nobody's going to be able to talk us out of that truth. Somebody can come along who's slick, who's smart, who is very manipulative or deceptive or whatever, and pose a really great argument to you, and you're going to go, you know what? You're right. That's not really true anymore. I don't really think I believe that. If that happens, then you're renting a belief. You're not owning a belief because you can be talked out of it. Because it's not wasn't ever yours. It was somebody else's that you had just bought into for a temporary amount of time. So when doubts come into our lives, for whatever reason, when questions come that we struggle with and we want answered, when a tragedy occurs, when there's some sort of a challenge that lands in our life, and it comes up against our beliefs, that's when we really are going to learn what we're owning and what we're renting. We're going to see, is the doubt going to overcome the belief, or is the belief going to overcome the doubt? It's a really crucial way that we're going to figure out what we really do believe. Because we can say we believe something all day long. The proof is when we put that belief to the test and we stand on it, which is so much of what Paul's letters talk about. So on that, in Colossians chapter 2, 6 through 8, he said, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him." See that? You don't just decide to follow him, you must continue to follow him. "Let your roots grow down into him." Well, does it take a little while to grow roots? Absolutely. "And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." Now, see, he talks there about a truth you were taught, but then you let your roots grow down deep. You let your lives be built on him, and then your faith grows strong in the truth of what you were taught. And then from there, you can overflow with thankfulness. Why? Because you're starting to own truth. You're starting to own your own belief. Verse 8. "Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ." So that's what I was talking about a second ago. The doubts come, the questions come, somebody slick comes along who's got a good argument, and can they talk you out of it? Well, the answer here that Paul's saying is no, if our foundation is in Christ. "For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority." So God is the ultimate say. He's where we can find the beliefs that we can own, and that we can have the experiences through him to make sure those are who we are, those are our foundation, that's where our roots lie. So today, I want to leave you with the challenge of thinking about not just what you believe, because you probably can tell me what you believe and what you don't believe, or what you're struggling with to believe, but then why do you believe it? And I think it's really important that we start asking ourselves, do I own that belief? Is it mine out of experience? Do I stand on it? Do I buy into it? Can someone talk me out of it? Or am I just renting it because I got it from somebody else and it's just temporary? The good news is, if you decide you're just renting a Christian belief, you can always own it, because God will allow you the opportunity to find the truth in his word through his spirit, to make it your own, and to have the experience through a difficulty or any sort of challenge to test it and see that it's real and that it works. That's the nature of Christianity. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you can share this with a friend if it's meaningful for you. Today, why do you believe what you believe? Think about that. This is Robert Nolan, the Sword and Shield Devotionals for Men.